Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us today as once again we face the issues. Lest I forget it, and oftentimes I do, let me give you that telephone number, 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. Today we're talking about government enacting immoral, unconstitutional, unbiblical laws on Americans. Now, I don't know if you've looked at it in a broad sense or not, but when you see what the Biden administration is doing, and I realize thoroughly that we're on the fast track toward a socialist, Marxist, communist America, our Bill of Rights are being eviscerated, our Constitution's being ignored, and with the Biden administration, he's going to rule by fiat, an oligarch in the office of president. It's not a we of the people and for the people and by the people, as we've always heard, is the realization of a constitutional republic. But it is now by dictatorship, fiat. And while those executive orders are being put into place, they're fast-tracking several things that I believe we need to be aware of today. They're fast-tracking over six bills in the House of Representatives today, that if any of them pass, it will literally confiscate weapons in America, disarm all Americans, imprison those that do not agree with or comply with the new law. But there's some things more egregious than that, ladies and gentlemen, and that is the Equality Act. We're going to talk about that extensively in this broadcast today. It was passed in 2019, languished in the House and the Senate, and that's being reactivated. In fact, it will be voted on Thursday of this week. If it becomes law, it will absolutely devastate the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. It will destroy the morals and the ethics and the values in our nation. Many years ago, and perhaps you recall it, there was the mantra that government cannot legislate morals. Well, they can. But today, the government is legislating immorality, ungodliness, unholiness, things that are unbiblical and unconstitutional. We're going to talk about those things today. If it bothers you, if it is causing consternation in your heart and life about where we're going as a nation, if you question what is taking place, if you're concerned about it, I want to hear from you today. What are your concerns? If you're not concerned about it, I want to know why. And the question that begs to be asked and demands to be answered, how should we then live? What should we do? We see these things on the fast track. We see them taking place. What are Christians to do? How should we respond? What ought to be our response to them? Is where we want to wind up today in this broadcast. But ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. It's not a matter of a political, ideological bent. It's not based on denominational dogma, some rhetorical rhetoric from someone that has all of the answers. We simply base our discussion and the dialogue as we face the issues on this broadcast on the Scripture, the Word of God. the truth book. It was Jesus that said to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. That's what he said in John 8:31 and 32. And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. He further states in John 17:17, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that carries the weight. It's the truth book, the inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, ought to be the source book for what we do and what we say. And as we do so, should be based on truth. And the word of God is truth. It was the secularist George Orwell in his dystopian fiction novel entitled 1984, giving a future projection of where America would be and what we would be doing. And by the way, I've not read the book, but blurbs from it. And based on what he said in that book, he was not incorrect on what he projected, but incorrect on the date. What he projected to take place, rather 1984, is taking place today. But ladies and gentlemen, it was Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that's where we are today. This is the reason, as Christians, we ought to follow the pattern, the outline of what you find in the scripture, that is summarized, if you will, in the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus, in one of his profound statements. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's a position that we as believers ought to take today. We ought not to bow and bend and submit to that which is unholy, ungodly, unconstitutional, and unbiblical. We need to recognize where we are in the quagmire today on the fast track to communism by way of Marxism, Leninism, Maoism, socialism, as it is called. We're on the fast track for the decimation of our nation as we know it today. And now perhaps you say, that is all negative. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you take the preponderance of the word of God in scripture, and it was a negative statement if you look at it on that basis. In fact, in the four Gospels, there's 13 times more said about judgment and justice of God than about the love of God. So we need to face the issues. We need to do so truthfully, honestly, and not just bury our head in the sand and pretend it'll go away. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries a full line of equipment like Honda and Echo for the homeowner. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators for the power backup equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Tools for Time has a full staff of knowledgeable people to answer all of your questions about backup equipment, power backup equipment, and answer all your questions about lawn care equipment for the professional as well as for the homeowner. Tools for Time, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Gigantic 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flowing 24/7. That's the U.S. flag flowing over the facilities there. Find the flagpole at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Let me remind you once again that telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917. Here's an article that says, beware of Joe Biden's coming socialism. I'll use this as kind of a starter of where we're going today. Joe Biden, Democrat president, his radical platform concocted by his national party. They want fundamental change in America. Joe Biden may not believe all that he says personally, as this article says, but the people behind him fiercely and freely are backing his radical agenda, warns the writer in this article. It's spelled out in a book that they called Socialism, Don't Sleep, Christians Must Rise or America Will Fall, title of that book that they're promoting. And this particular one says the radical left socialists are now swarming the United States, plotting to crush the patriotic, freedom-loving, and moral ideals that we cherish. Notice the moral ideals that we cherish. And that's exactly what we're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, the crushing of the morals and the ethics and the values in America. And it's being done contrary to our Bill of Rights. Ladies and gentlemen, the question that I want to ask in promulgating the potentiality of you understanding what I'm saying, should government be in control of education, morals, ethics, values, like self-defense? Should the government be in charge of that? Should the government be the one making the decision on how we ought to live our lives? Should government be the one making the decision of what is moral, what is ethical, what is proper sexual relationships? Ladies and gentlemen, I believe the 10th Amendment is the key to this government overreach. Let me read you the 10th Amendment and then speak to it for just one moment. The 10th Amendment says the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectfully or to the people. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, let me just spell it out to you if you don't understand what I just read. The 10th Amendment. The government cannot make, the federal government cannot make or institute laws that are not given, that not given to them the responsibility and the delegated authority in the Constitution. The Constitution does not delegate authority to the federal government to make laws about morals and ethics and values and the right to keep and bear arms. That is, ladies and gentlemen, for the most part, codified in our Bill of Rights. And secondly, those things that the Bill of Rights are in the Constitution, that is, does not give them the authority to do, is left up to the state governments by we the people. That's a very simplistic, how would you say, definition of that. But ladies and gentlemen, the government today, President Biden and his communist agenda, do not have the authority. Listen, they do not have the authority to make any laws that are not authorized by our Constitution. Most especially, ladies and gentlemen, those that are direct contradiction to our Bill of Rights and to the Word of God. Now, there are a lot of people that may disagree with that today. Perhaps you say, well, the government needs to take care of and make sure that we're going in the right direction, doing the right. There are a lot of folks that feel that. There are a lot of people today that feel that somehow, some way, that anything that's called morals and ethics and values, guidelines and directions, ought to be handed down from the government. That's because we have become such a secularistic nation that we've abandoned God, we've abandoned God's word, and we do not look at God's word as having the total authority over what we ought to do and how we ought to invest our lives. As a result of that, multitudes there depending on government and not God. But my question is, does government have the authority to enact immoral, unconstitutional, unbiblical laws for Americans? And the answer to that succinctly is no. But yet we find that taking place today. Ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration has just put on fast track. They've just put on the fast track. In fact, as of the 18th, there was a major push for the Equality Act to be voted on this Thursday. This Thursday. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you've not heard of the Equality Act. Perhaps you've not understood what is in the Equality Act. Joe Biden and his campaign from the basement, and the few times he had on the road campaign speeches with six or eight people present, Joe Biden said the first thing that he would do, the priority when he got into the Oval Office, would be to sign into law the Equality Act. I've talked about that for over a year on this broadcast many, many times. The Equality Act, first of all, let me give a little history of the Equality Act. The Equality Act was passed in the United States House of Representatives in March of 2019. It passed by 240 votes. It was sent to the Senate. Immediately, the Senate had 47 senators that signed on. It languished there. It was never passed there. Never went to the president's office desk to be signed, and President Trump would have rejected it. They knew that. But Joe Biden was insistent that it was going to be passed. And so it has been put on the fast track as top priority. Now, it is literally top priority along with about a half a dozen other things, one of them being gun confiscation and gun control acts, with six gun control bills or more now working through the House to become law under the Biden administration. We'll talk about that later in this broadcast today. But I want us to talk about the Equality Act. Joe Biden said of the Equality Act, that would be his priority. He said that he would enact it by executive order or by legislation within the first 100 days of being in office. And I've warned you, and I've warned you, and we've talked about it, and we've talked about it. We've had a few that's been concerned about it, but I've not seen any real sense of trauma or fearfulness or excitement in relationship to this looming danger over America. And I say it's a looming danger because, ladies and gentlemen, everything that we hold near and dear as Christians. If I'm speaking to you today and you're a Christian, if I'm speaking to you today and you've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, if I'm speaking to you today and you're a patriot, you're a conservative, love this country, and you love our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, then you ought to be concerned, ladies and gentlemen, of what is taking place. This Equality Act on the fast track, and it is going to be a devastating blow to America. Here's an article that says President Biden has promised to pass the Equality Act. Here's how that threatens your freedom. And this is by Alliance Defending Freedom. It's a major, massive article. I'll read just a few brief, poignant paragraphs from this 6 or 7 page article. It's dated the 18th of this month. Today, the Equality Act was introduced in Congress. That's on the 18th. With the Democratic-controlled House and Senate, the passage of this legislation is more likely than ever before. And President Joe Biden campaigned on the promise that he would sign the act into law within the first 100 days if passed. But the Equality Act should be concerning to everyone who values religious freedom and true equality. It is a deliberate attempt to force people. This is coming from the Alliance Defending Freedom, a pro bono constitutional defense law firm, especially defending Christians, Christian values, and churches, religious organizations that are being prosecuted or persecuted by the government on a state level or a national level. They say it's a deliberate attempt to force people of faith, good people who serve everyone, to promote messages and celebrate events that conflict with their sincere beliefs. The Equality Act would also threaten the equal treatment of women and upend the bedrock understanding of male and female in our law and in our culture. The essence of the Equality Act, in addition, its addition of sexual orientation, gender identity, as a protected class of people to already existing federal non-discrimination laws. This would prohibit employers, preschools, and even religious schools, colleges, universities, and educational organizations from making choices based on basic biology, bodily privacy, and their belief about the nature of marriage. It would apply to every single recipient of any federal funding, including but not limited to public schools and almost all colleges and all universities. And also it would affect churches, places of worship, and religious organization. This bill actually poses a devastating and unprecedented threat to free speech, religious freedom, and the progress that women have made toward true equal treatment in the law and in culture. And then it goes on to elaborate extensively, paragraph by paragraph, through that law. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about that today, and I want your input. Do you think that it is feasible? Do you think that it is needful? Is it necessary? What about the Equality Act? It focuses on the sodomite agenda. That is the term that's used in the Bible, by the way, 38 times. The Bible doesn't talk about homosexuality or about gay life. It talks about the sodomite lifestyle and sodomy 38 times. And ladies and gentlemen, this bill literally pushes the sodomy and the sodomite lifestyle, which is better known as the LGBTQ agenda. It pushes it to the forefront of taking precedence over anything that's called morals, ethics, and values. It is the one, ladies and gentlemen, that Nancy Pelosi, when it was being pushed in 2019, after it passed by 240 votes in the House, in a giggly laughter manner, Nancy Pelosi said that the Equality Act trumps, and she laughed, if I may use that term, she said, it trumps all religious liberties and religious freedoms in America. Now, I don't know about you, but just that statement ought to be concerning and bringing consternation to us and our hearts. Yes, we're in a deplorable condition in America. Yes, we need to pray and seek God. We need to ask God to send revival. We need to ask God to heal our land, because according to Psalms 11:3, our foundations are being destroyed. If the foundations be destroyed, the scripture says, what are the righteous to do? We need to understand where we're going. This law, ladies and gentlemen, will, as Nancy Pelosi bragged, it will absolutely not allow any religious exemptions. Hear me well. Heretofore, we've had the privilege, because of some laws that have been passed in the past 20 years, we've had the privilege of having what is called religious exemptions from many things that otherwise would have already devastated and destroyed the freedom of religious liberty and the freedom of religious speech in America. But this bill, this law, the Equality Act, originally known as House Bill 5, ladies and gentlemen, if it passes, it will absolutely decimate Christianity in America. Every Christian, every church, every Christian ministry will be forced under federal law to adhere to this new legislation. And ladies and gentlemen, listen, it's not happenstance. It's not hypothetical. It's taking place as I speak. It is on the floor in the House. It is to be debated and to be passed. And if it is true as it was in 2019 in March when it originally passed, it will pass, ladies and gentlemen, because the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, Democrats control the House. It will go to the Senate. And keep in mind, in the Senate, we have a 50-50 vote. And the Vice President, Kamala Harris, will be the one to break the tie if there's a tie. But unfortunately, we have enough bleeding heart rhino Republicans that I'm fearful that it will pass in the Senate. And if it does, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden is already committed openly, publicly, dogmatically, that he'll sign it. In fact, he said if it does not pass through the House and the Senate, he will make it law by executive order. And he's already done that with about 48 different executive orders that he's passed that is now totally decimating most of what we call American tradition and our Constitution, and especially our Bill of Rights. This law, ladies and gentlemen, will absolutely put on the fast track gender identity, a specific category of federal protection. That is, the government will enforce their definition of sex. Hear me. It will be the government's definition of what is sex. Genesis 1:27 says it's male and female. God didn't create 100 different genders. He didn't create a sexual identity as being fluid, where you can be a man today and think that you're a woman tomorrow. But this bill allows that, ladies and gentlemen, in America. Do you realize today there are over 100 different so-called gender identities in the moral declension that we're in America? Over 100 gender identities. Now, I don't know how you calculate that. I don't know how you even fathom it. But that's what the LGBTQ sodomite agenda claims today. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, Biden orders agencies to promote LGBTQ rights on a worldwide scale. He's already ordered that through executive order. Joe Biden has already ordered that all embassies around the globe, all American embassies around the globe, fly the colorful rainbow flag, which is the signal of the sodomite dominance. This article says, Biden orders agencies to promote the LGBTQ rights worldwide. He said, this article says, the U.S. belongs at the forefront. President Biden said in a memorandum Thursday that his administration has advanced human rights and the LGBTQ agenda for individuals around the world by building on the principle established in 2011 under the Obama administration. The White House released the memorandum shortly after Biden said in a speech that State Department that he wants his agency to reinvigorate our leadership on the LGBTQ issues and to do it internationally, he said. He goes further, said, It shall be the policy of the United States to pursue an end to violence and discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation, gender identity or expression, or sex characteristics, and to lead to the power of our example in the cause of advancing human rights, LGBTQ persons around the world. Further, he says, agencies engaged abroad are directed to strengthen the existing efforts to combat the criminalization by foreign governments of any LGBTQ status or conduct, and to expand efforts to combat discrimination, homophobia, transphobia, intolerance on the basis of LGBTQ status or conduct, according to the memorandum. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a declension that's a stench in the nostrils of God. If God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah and the plains surrounding it, according to, and he did, according to Genesis 19, verses 24 and 25, as a result of the sin of sodomy, it's the only sin, ladies and gentlemen, that God destroyed two cities and all the plains around about as a result of it. The only one other sin, ladies and gentlemen, that you could even find close to that, and that would be the definition of it, or the what God has done, is found in the Romans text in chapter 1, verse 18 through 32. And it goes back to the same sin, and it says he's given them up to a reprobate mind. Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand the absolute danger of what we're talking about. I believe we have Joseph on the line. Joseph, go over to the question and comment, please.
Yes, sir. When there is substantial popular support for anti-biblical laws such as pro-abortion and pro-gay rights, this indicates to me and a lot of people advanced societal corruption approaching the gross corruption as in Noah's day and Lot's day. Senators and congressmen would never have proposed such anti-Christian legislation in the 50s and 60s.
That's right.
Christians need to continue being Christians, go to church. I don't care what they say, go to church, lobby against anti-biblical legislation, stand up against it like the Christian baker did in Colorado and the Christian florist. I mean,
right.
Be strong, stand up against it.
That's what it takes. Joseph, you're exactly right, brother, and thank you so much for your call. Yes, Jack Phillips with the Sweet Cake Bake Shop in Colorado was prosecuted and persecuted all the way to the Supreme Court. His case took the second round at the Supreme Court, and they they started again the prosecutorial process in Colorado. And then the florist in Seattle, Washington, a 76-year-old grandmother that was operating that and had for 30 some odd years. They've just about decimated her financially because she refused to bake a cake for the sodomite couple that wanted it. But ladies and gentlemen, as our caller just stated, back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, you would not heard of a senator or congressman in any fashion going along with this, but we see that today. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We're going to take about a one-minute break at the top of the hour for the news. We're going to come back and continue our discussion about the government setting laws that are immoral, unholy, ungodly, that's antithetical to Christian beliefs.
With Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.